It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Some gun owners are celebrating the Supreme Court ruling that will make it easier for New Yorkers to carry firearms in public. WNYC's Samantha Max went out to a shooting range in Queens and has this story.
It's only been a few hours since the Supreme Court decision, and John DeLocca's phone is already ringing nonstop. Everyone wants to know, can I get a permit now?
I go, don't even apply. You can't apply right now. They don't even know what's going on.
DeLocca, also known as Johnny Guns, runs the Seneca Sporting Range in Ridgewood. It's not just for target practice. He also teaches training classes to help New Yorkers get their gun permits. DeLocca thinks it's important for people to arm themselves for an emergency, just like they prepare for a fire.
We have fire extinguishers on the wall. There's four everywhere. They're brand new. Thank God we never use them, but we have them if at the need be, at the ready.
DeLocca says it will take time to work out a new system for permits. Even then, he doesn't expect the ruling to increase gun carrying all that much in New York.
It's going to be a special, you know what I'm saying? And it's not going to be 1 million people, 8 million people. We're going to be lucky if we have 500,000.
DeLocca only wants people who are trained and responsible to carry guns. The ones who practice regularly, like his friend Michael Rocco's.
I applied for my gun license. It took a long time. Finally, I got it, and now I enjoy a hobby of target shooting.
Rocco started shooting as a kid at summer camp and says he's been coming to DeLocca's range for about 7 years. He doesn't have a license to carry on the street, but with the new court ruling, he plans to get one.
I personally was attacked 2 times recently by clearly mentally deranged people. I was able to run away. My legs are still good, but I have a knee problem. Someday I will not be able to run, and I'm worried what to do.
For now, DeLocca is telling people who want a concealed carry license to be patient. When the time comes, he says, he'll gladly take their money and help them with the paperwork. Samantha Max, WNYC News.